Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Look, I made you some unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Content that's unsportsmanlike.
All right, it's time for some unsportsmanlike content where we hit on topics that we have not had a chance to get to today, which is essentially a lot of them. Let us begin.
Brett McMurphy released his AP Top 25 today, and guys, Nebraska's on it. He had them in 25th.
I don't know what to say about that.
Is he trying to get back at her in our good graces after he broke the news about the NCAA investigation
last year? There's something sinister about that,
man. You think so?
Yeah.
Sinister about the man?
Sinister.
He's a friend of the Grum.
Why does he do this?
Maybe he thinks they're a top 25 team.
I doubt that.
If you say that they could be 8-4, that's a top 25 team. No. But you wouldn't put them in now. They got to prove it to you.
No, you're right, though. That's a good point. Maybe he looks at it that way. They can be an 8-4
team.
Maybe it's not sinister at all.
Because it's funny. You've been a voter before, right?
Yes.
Okay, so preseason, there are some voters who view this as what they are now, and then there are some who are projecting what they will be at the end of the year.
And some put heavy weight on schedule.
Definitely. How many years did you do that?
That's too many.
You hated
or seven.
It?
Oh, it was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had to stay up late. Yeah. On road trips and get up early in the morning and have your ballot in by a god awful time. That was terrible. And you don't get paid for it. And I don't do anything I don't get paid for anymore.
Nick?
Hello?
Oh, okay.
No, I was just saying make sure you pay him.
Yeah.
I was going to say this about college, though. So in college,
what?
For 1 year for S's and G's, I decided to do a top 25 myself. Very on brand, I know. It's like really difficult.
It is. You got to make so many tough decisions.
Yeah. Now, if they asked me to do it, of course I would say yes. I think it's just writers, though, right?
Sam McEwen now is pretty exclusive.
They don't allow the radio people.
It is incredibly difficult.
It's really hard to
do.
Yeah, because especially like, look, I think the 5 to 10 pretty easy. 10 to 15, a little more difficult.
Oh, when the you bottom.
Get, you're like,
oh,
what?
God.
Am I? And then you get the fans like, oh, how could you dare have them at 21? It's like it's the 21st ranked team. Who cares?
And there's the distinctions get to be so fine.
Yeah, what you're starting to look at all sorts of weird stuff by that point in time.
Yeah. And yeah, you start to look at a bunch of weird stuff, and it takes you sometimes 15 minutes to understand. There's no right answer.
Correct. Plus, I mean, for you, that's why it always blows me away that a lot of the AP voters are beat writers.
Yeah.
It's like you're watching one team.
Exactly.
All day.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, I don't know if we've had that conversation, but I thought about that a lot when I was doing it. Why does the system have... Why does the AP have beat writers doing this?
Yeah.
They should have
the national people.
The national people who watch 5, 6, 7 games a day. I mean, I'm voting
5, 6, or 7. That's way too few.
Okay. I'm
watching 15.
I'm like trying to rate an
Stop
Auburn.
Sucking up, Josh.
I'm trying to rate an Auburn team that I haven't seen play since Bo Jackson played for.
You're looking at box scores. You're
right.
It looks like they're good.
It's stupid. It was. I always thought it was sort of folly.
Yeah, it's not as dumb as the coaches poll, which is obviously the dumbest. But
that's
dumbest. It's really hard when you have a lot of beat writers.
Yeah, it is. Beat writers, people don't understand. Like, even my family doesn't understand. They'll say, well, the game ends at 7:30. Can you join us for dinner? Yeah, because I'm just going to not write anything.
I'll see you guys. Are we having dinner tonight at 11:30? All right, I'll see you then.
Exactly.
I'll see you then.
Yeah, well, the game will be over at 5:30. You'll be done at 6. Right? No, I won't even have...
And they're like, because of traffic? Or you won't be home because of traffic?
No. Anyway, I'm 100% with you on that. What else you got over there, youngster?
Aggressive.
Oh, that was one calling us young?
That was one.
Yep, we already have a winner, though.
Speaking of the AP Top 25, it comes out on Monday. Will anyone else have Nebraska in their Top 25?
So, if you're right about him being sinister...
I don't know that he's sinister in this case.
Well, if you're right, though, in all seriousness, like... There wouldn't be any others. I bet they get a couple more votes.
Maybe.
How many voters are there? 60? 65?
Probably.
I'll say they get one more vote.
Okay.
Two votes.
Move on.
Okay. So, What did you guys think about Take Me Out to the Ball Game last night?
So we're going to play this on 1620 The Zone TV. Have you had a chance to watch this? Do you know what it is?
I don't.
It's a song.
Well, I know what it is.
Do you know what it is, Nick?
I haven't seen it.
Was it?
It is a virtual Harry Carey doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. A hologram? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, hologram.
All right, we'll play this thing, and then we can talk about it afterwards.
I'd like to do that. I'd like to do that.
All right, here we go.
That's fabulous.
Fabulous.
That is mesmerizing.
It's not creepy?
No.
That's a little creepy.
What's the thing called?
Did you like hologram Tupac also?
I don't know, but I thought that was super
cool.
What's the thing called with the robots where they...
Uncanny Valley?
Yeah, the Uncanny Valley. You know the Uncanny Valley where they're like realistic enough but not realistic and it's just like a little too weird?
Okay. Uh-huh.
That's what that was. That was the Uncanny Valley.
I see what you're going for here, but I'm not... I didn't find it creepy. I know it's a hologram, and I think it's a wonderful, beautiful tribute. The scene is incredible.
The scene was very cool.
The scene is incredible. I'm not creeped out by it, Nick.
I didn't watch any of that game.
I'm not creeped out by it, Nick.
Big hologram guy. Would you like to be a hologram?
Evidently, I'm not a bad... I don't mind hologram. I sound like Trump. I don't mind holograms.
I know many holograms.
I have the best holograms. What if that's what presidential debates are in the future? It's just holograms debating each other.
Are we going to have a president hologram?
Would a fly fly on to hologram Pence's head? Would that have happened too?
I'm surprised you guys pour cold water on that scene.
I'm not trying to pull. It was a very cool scene. Yeah. I like it.
Many are saying.
I'm just... not sure. The Harry Carey thing seemed a bit rushed. Like, with the hologram Tupac, it was like there was a lot of lead-up to it. Yeah. I feel like hologram Harry Carey just kind of came out of nowhere and nobody had a chance to say anything about it. It was just, hey, we're going to do this. Hey, we did this.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. Yeah. I get it. That's... Yeah, I...
Oh, I mean, there's coming over to our side.
No. There's a...
Yeah, Riley says it's pretty cool, but it doesn't look nearly as good as Tupac 1 year ago.
Okay.
Hologram Tupac was cool.
Oh, I will say this. So I saw a lot of the screenshots last night because I wasn't watching, and it was like, this is weird. Watching it, it's definitely not as weird as the pictures make it seem because of the scene. The scene is like legitimately cool.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Super energetic.
Mm. And
unlike Josh.
Whoa.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Basketball. The Bucks are...
Ah!
The what?
Oh, is this basketball? It is basketball.
It's basketball.
Damn it. The Bucks are going back to their 90s uniforms.
Whoa.
Well, for some of the games at least.
Well, I see it on that screen. That looks cool. Yeah, those look good.
I love those 90s
Bucks
uniforms.
Yeah, those look good.
Those are sweet.
Who would push back on those?
Very purple.
Yeah.
I think, here's my take, Sip. I think we need to bring back all 90s fashion and sports. The 90s NBA.
Get the JNCOs.
It's not that. But the NBA uniforms in the 90s, like remember the Raptors uniforms,
yeah.
The Timberwolves uniforms with KG, young KG, the Magic. The Orlando Magic with Shaq and Penny.
Yeah.
I think we need to...
Pinstripes?
Oh, yeah.
They had the pinstripes.
Yeah. They had the
Magic.
Blue and the black on the road?
Yeah, the Magic had pinstripes that were sweet.
Dude, those uniforms were sexy.
I did like the Raptors uniforms.
Those were great.
When I'd play on Xbox with my friends, I'd pick the Raptors.
I'm not remembering the Raptors uniforms. What defined those?
Here, let me find you. Let's see. I'm trying to remember who some of the guys who played for them. I'll just find the Toronto Raptors, 1996.
Can't you... You're a man of words. Can you describe those?
No, I'd rather just...
I just remember picking them, because that was when I was a child.
Oh, God, those are a little flaky.
Wow!
Flaky?
Yeah, those are a little flaky.
I loved those uniforms.
Those look
a little juvenile.
Look at Marcus Camby.
They look a little juvenile.
Well, I mean, they are. You know why they are the Raptors? Because of Jurassic Park.
Because of all the dinosaurs in Canada.
Okay. We loved dinosaurs in the 90s as kids.
I still love dinosaurs.
Yeah, well, we really loved them in the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was a Jurassic Park kid. I'm hip with the park.
Okay. You weren't even alive when the first one came out.
Yeah,
you were like -4.
I watched
it. Or the second one.
I was alive for the second one.
No, it came out in 1996.
Okay, well.
Or 97. When are you born again?
97.
What month?
May.
You might have been like a day old.
I was still obsessed with Jurassic Park. I used to watch that movie all the time.
You can't say you're a Jurassic Park kid. That's like me saying I'm a 70s kid because I've watched things in the 70s.
I'm not saying I was a 90s kid, I'm a Jurassic Park kid because that's all I watched as a kid.
Don't you miss the 90s.
I had dinosaur cakes every other year for my birthday, Josh.
Did you?
Yeah. Dinosaur and NASCAR. It always alternated.
Nice.
Speaking of uniforms, last question.
The Miami Hurricanes announced their alternate uniforms for this season earlier today.
Okay, sweet.
Are you guys excited or nervous about Nebraska's inevitable alternates?
No. I'm not. I'm neutral. That's
neutral.
Not a good place to be on
Big
radio.
Neutral guy.
Yeah, I'm not a good place to be. I don't. There's only one. There's only one. There's only one uniform I took issue with, and that was when they played.
Nebraska, you're saying?
Wisconsin with the uniform.
Oh, big N?
Yeah, and you couldn't see the numbers.
Those are pretty.
They're black.
People up in the press box were very triggered about that.
Black uniforms with red numbers, and you couldn't see them. It was when Monte Ball fumbled late, and Nebraska prevailed.
The only one they have in the Big Ten era over Wisconsin.
Do you remember that game?
Oh, I remember it. I watched it.
Monte Ball inexplicably fumbled in the pot.
I had some drinks that night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those uniforms were hit.
What about the Illinois ones from 2014?
Old school?
No, those ones were cool.
Yeah.
I thought. What about the 2014 ones where the numbers looked like duct tape? Do you remember these uniforms?
Shelby. Oh, those were rough.
Those were really bad. The numbers, Nick, they reflected, and so the numbers literally looked like duct tape.
Yeah, that's such a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah, well, Adidas.
I would have said, adios.
I mean, I don't mind saying this. I gravitate towards the notion that Penn State has of not...
I love Penn State's uniforms.
Yeah, not messing with them. They don't do alternate.
You know what I do miss, though? Penn State, their collars used to be the opposite color of the jersey.
Yes.
So at home, they would have a white collar.
Yeah, cool. They don't do that anymore?
No, it's the same now. And then on the road, it was a blue collar with the white jersey.
What you want to see from Nebraska is the gray face mask.
Bring them back, man.
Yes. There you go.
Hell yeah, those look great. Well,
you are down with it, too.
Oh, yeah, they look great. The gray face mask
looks
awesome.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, very good. Speaking of olds, Old Man Doug tweets in, says the best part of Sipple is that he's an old, but how old? 60? I guess Doug wants to know your age.
56.
ASL.
Doug, I just turned 56 on July 2nd.
Oh, I don't know if I wish you a happy birthday.
Don't worry about it.
Belated birthday.
What did you do?
You're only a couple years older than my dad. Yeah. You're not an old. My dad's not an old.
Thank you.
Sip, old.
I wouldn't say that.
56.
Did you do anything fun?
No.
No fun?
I don't think I did.
That was a hard no.
I don't.
Couple marks?
I'm not big on the, okay, this is a bad Sipple take, you would say. I'm not big on adults celebrating like birthdays like you're a kid.
Okay, now, Let's take a break and let's expand on this as we wrap up the show. We'll also have bet of the day because we're doing something for my birthday next month, and so I want to ask you if it's like in the okay realm or if that's too kid like.
I'm definitely down with that.
Is it Chuck E. Cheese?
I don't want to tell you, Nick, because then he would show up. Bet of the day and birthday party for adults next on 1620 The Zone.
And you know why I'm laughing, don't you?
Now it's time for the unsportsmanlike conduct bet of the day.
Just a little bit under where some folks would like to see this one wind up.
Brought to you by nobody.
You've got to be kidding.
Really, we don't have a sponsor. Sorry.
All right, we sucked yesterday.
Did we?
Now,
again?
Ravi was a winner, but Ravi is gone. Nick and I were horrible. Nick had a two-team parlay. Both teams lost.
Oh, no.
So he got reverse parlayed. I had the Pats plus 130. They lost on a game-winning field goal, so that was a bummer.
Damn it.
I'm going to go with a preseason game that starts in like 10 minutes. Give me the Eagles plus 100 at home over the Jets. JTS.
Big Eagles guy.
You know, maybe I'm trying to get into the good graces of the missus.
We're really doing this like gambling, discussing preseason.
I mean, you
games?
Could pick a baseball game if you want. Mm. We're not discussing. We're just picking it.
Okay.
Do you have one, Nick?
Yeah. Give me the Mets and the Yankees plus 158.
All right.
Okay.
Simple?
I have nothing.
All right, so I'm just going
to I don't even know how to do this.
You don't know how to do it?
Say a team and a number.
I'm going to write, simple, I have nothing. Dude, that's like all the rage these days is gambling.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
They talk about it on the major networks.
You talk about it on your radio show. You have Lee Sterling on.
Yes, we do. Paramount Sports.
Yes.
And he's a dandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a
dandy. Gambling. It's all over the place. All right, that's the bet of the day.
Iowa.
Thank you.
All right. What about Iowa?
Iowa. So, birthday parties for adults. Now,
okay.
Let me lay this out for you, and I want to see what you think if this is okay.
It's so okay to go for the pizza, Josh.
So, my birthday is it's always around Labor Day because I'm an early September birthday, September 5th. So, it's coming up. It's actually on Labor Day this year, which is when I was born, actually, on Labor Day.
Okay.
September 5th. So, we always do something on Sunday. Sunday night has always been the like, hey, let's just do something. Now, people aren't bringing me gifts. And they probably
They are not bringing me gifts. Okay,
and I mean, if my friends were going to buy me a drink, I'm not going to say no to that. But they don't. I don't think. I think sometimes it's like Josh won't buy drinks, and we'll just do pitchers or whatever all night long. Somebody, you know, I don't know. I'll probably buy my bowling.
Where's this going
to
be?
So we go to a bowling alley.
Okay.
And then sometimes we go out for more drinks. Sometimes we don't. Like, that's why I'm excited for this year, because we're going to have more people than we've had lately, and we're actually doing something, because the last few years, because of the pandemic and whatnot, this is the first time we've actually done something fun for my birthday in a while. Is that an okay thing for an adult around their birthday?
Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
There's, like, not presents. There's not going to be hats.
No, that's nice.
We're just going bowling. We're getting drinks. We're hanging having fun. Okay.
Yeah, actually sounds
nice. Couples, not, you know, there are a lot of us couples.
That sounds like a very nice scenario.
Okay, good, good. But you don't want the whole, like, family come over, happy birthday to, like, you don't want the cake.
No dinosaur cake.
No,
here's what
no
I
Toronto Raptors cake.
This is, I know, I have a feeling you'll push back on this. Most people tend to. I don't like being the center of attention, ever.
I'm not going to push back against that, and I'm not surprised that you're like that.
Yeah,
that's your brand.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah,
it's your vibe.
Which is interesting, because you're in the media. Like, we all love being in there.
Yeah, that's why people, I think, push back.
A lot of us do, Nick.
But I look at media like I cover other people. I don't cover myself, and I don't like to inject myself. Mm-hmm. A lot of columnists and a lot of media like to inject themselves. You'll notice I hardly ever, Josh reads my columns. I hardly ever inject anything about myself in my column.
You never talk about yourself.
I don't think they want to read about Sipple.
Yeah, you're way off.
Everyone wants to know everything about
Sipple. Yeah, people love that. I mean, especially in radio, that's a very valuable thing.
Maybe that's part of it, though. That's his mystique. That's the mystique of Sipple.
But you're also a columnist, and I think that's different. Columnist, I think, versus radio is different.
I'm writing about people that people are interested in. They don't care about what I'm eating. I mean,
yeah, he's gonna save it for the autobiography.
You should do that for a week. A week, you should be like, man, I'm having dinner, and like, I'll post a picture of your
dinner. I don't like the birthday thing. I think it's a lot about that. Like, if one of my brothers or my mom or somebody said, hey, we're gonna have a birthday party for you, I would react poorly.
Yeah,
I'd say, the hell you are.
And now, what if it was?
I'd say, you can have a birthday for me, but I'm not gonna be there.
How much of that's like you're describing, like a family birthday party? What if it's like just you and some like really close friends?
Still, I don't
want to even if you're just having like a couple drinks, like, you know,
don't like it.
Interesting.
Don't like
it. Not even a couple drinks at like a bar, like three people max.
Okay.
Yeah, where it's not like they're not just sitting around like, man, Sipple, your birthday. You know, they're not doing that, but it's just like, it's around your birthday. It's an excuse.
Okay. Because
aren't birthdays that now? As you get older, it's just an excuse to see your friends.
I guess.
That's how I'm viewing it. I'm not like saying, come to my birthday party. It's, I want to hang out with my friends. Mm-hmm. Can we hang out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, this is coming down from Jeff Passan.
What?
Fernando Tatis violated Major League Baseball's performance-enhancing drug policy.
Oh, no.
And is facing a suspension. Sources familiar with the situation told ESPN. That literally just came down seconds ago.
Holy crap.
I wonder if that jeopardizes all that mountain of money he's making right now.
He would get suspended without pay, I believe. Ew, so, yes. Travis says, have to agree with Sip. I don't like people knowing it's my birthday because I don't like the attention on me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are like that.
There are some people, who just like keep their birthday like date away from a lot of people.
I find that a lot of the things that people feel, like I feel, it's pretty much just the human condition.
You're out on the human condition.
No, I'm saying that a lot of people that feel the same things.
Yeah.
Like, what I feel is not unique.
Definitely not.
Well,
no.
Do you remember when we were out at that remote at Warner Park on my birthday and you guys didn't know until the happy hour?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Because Nick was like, oh, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what?
Because then, but then we were like, oh, Nick wants us to tell him happy birthday. That's why he did that.
That's not why I did that.
Yeah. I'd say
if you would have asked, I would have said, yeah.
What am I supposed to do every day? Ask, is it your birthday today?
It's yeah, funny. Josh, why wouldn't you?
You notice this in life. Like, are we done?
We're basically
no,
done.
I'm sorry.
Say what you got
to
say.
Some people, like, it's interesting to me how some people react to your birthday and some people don't.
Yeah.
It's revealing that way. Like, some people think it's a big deal. And they'll be like, man, happy birthday. And then there's people close to you that don't say anything.
Yeah. I try to wish happy birthday to my best friends.
Yeah.
But
I kind of do, yeah.
But I also know my best
Nick,
friend's birthday's
fine.
Nick. All right.
Hey, thanks for the music.
Thanks for coming in, man.
God bless you.
Boom. We'll be back on Monday with Mike Schaefer. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.